WLA or WD-40YH.
K85 WLA.
There he is. Morning to you, sir. How you doing?
Late. Just leaving the driveway.
Don't worry about it. I just now got to Travis Fest. I made it to bed at 1.
Got to bed a little bit earlier, but you couldn't tell it. After this week, I'm wiped.
Oh, I understand. Friday felt like Monday to me. So I did that, and of course I came home and got everything done that I wanted to get done. Just ran more longer than I expected.
I definitely understand that. I think I got everything together that I need to do, and I've got the HF gear, and I sent you let you know Gary should be on the way to meet us this morning down there.
You copy that about midnight? That's when I found it.
And I had a friend of mine who's dealing with hunting disease. He's got early onset dementia. He called me like 4 times after midnight last night.
And that he was doing that. It's good that you can answer him. That's sad.
I don't answer him all the time. There's times I let it go to voicemail, and he'll leave like a 30, 40 second, and you can never understand him.
The lady that calls my phone, I never answer her. She's somewhere up in Rutherford, North Carolina, and I'm guessing she's in a home. And she'll call and run my voicemail out and just kind of say a word here and a word there, and sometimes you'll say a whole sentence and then you'll hear nothing but silence.
That's how he is at times. So, did you get any rain up your way last night?
It's about 2:30 or so. We had the storm come through. It was a gully washer.
Yeah, I don't know how much it rained here, but it's definitely rained here. It's kind of foggy and a little overcast right now, but it should be a good rest of the day for us.
I see the moon when I come out of the car. The sky was starting to clear off, and the roads are damp, not wet, so I'd say it's going to dry out, be nice, and the expectation that we're going to have a little bit more weather late this evening's on the map as well.
Hopefully we can get done and all the equipment put back away before it starts up.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me let you go for a few minutes. I'm getting into the shadow of Paris here on my hip. So I'll talk to you in a few minutes. K85BLF.
Okie dokie, WD40YH.
4YHY rolling.
H. Good morning again.
QT for gas.
Get some gas and some yummy for the tummy.
Just trying to pull out a QT there.
You driving the car with the tinted windows?
Yeah, not fun.
That's the reason I asked the question. When you said what you said, I kind of figured that might be what the issue is.
Back in the net.
I am going around the Furman curve.
I'm just passing in front of Bob Jones now. So, did I hear why on there?
Here.
KO4H, catch.
K5WLF.
Tower site right now.
About halfway there.
By the 610 tower up here on Caesar's Head.
I was just joking. We got about an hour, or at least I got about an hour drive from where I am now, so hopefully we'll be there around the 6:30 time frame at this point.
It's about an hour and a half from where I'm at.
Well, that bridge, I think you encountered that bridge being out last year. That bridge is still out down there, or last time you was down there.
For the heads up.
With Leroy.
Is that one on that, I don't know what, I can't think exactly what road it was on, but it's right there just before you get to the site, before you get to Hughes Bend Road.
I'm talking about down close to where we're going.
Yeah, roger that.
I was thinking you're talking about something on 276. I'm like, oh, there was a mattress in the road.
Mattress down by Hughes Bend where we're going to.
Mattress in the road.
Might have put it in use.
Dodge it, but it looked like it was probably all foam. Still don't want to hit it, though.
No. No, not after being soaked in the rain all night.
It might be a little on the heavy side.
But
little cars like this aren't designed to be hitting stuff.
If you're in the truck, you probably run over it, okay, but I don't think your car would do too well without it. Judy probably wouldn't like it either.
That's not to tear anything up. Most like going to work.
Same time of day?
Early for that, but it's the same route.
Right where you need to.
I think I hadn't thought of that. This particular run is like, put the car in drive and go to sleep, kind of go there. Automatic.
Yeah, while I was in the shadow, my friend called. He called me this morning and he's all ready to watch the Clemson game, he says.
Well, is there a game?
I'm not sure, but he was a big Clemson fan, and I think he said they were playing at home today, but I'm not sure. I hadn't heard a whole lot. I don't really follow Clemson, so I don't know.
He's asking you. I wouldn't have a clue. For breakfast?
Fix me a little something. I'm not so sure if I want to get something else down the road a little bit.
That's because I'm going by the McDonald's at 124 and Whitehorse.
Yet.
Jerome?
They open till like 6. Well, they might be 24 hours, but I thought most of them opened at 6.
Or a little bit later in the morning coming to work, but by the time we get to Easley, something will be open.
We're taking two different routes as KO4YHY. I'm on 183.
From a different direction. Me and him's coming from the north. We're going to come down 123.
Eventually, we'll merge together.
Okay, so?
North Bend, we'll probably meet up from 123 down and cut off around the central area and going that way.
I don't know. I'm just following my GPS.
You walk through the woods. That's funny, you know. Person I've ever had tell me that the GPS access says stop your car and walk through the woods.
I realized that was wrong. I've pinned the intersection for, what is it, Old Seneca and whatever that other road is.
For a GPS receiver.
Heard one doing that before either. BLM mobile.
Right, crossing Saluda River.
St. Francis downtown.
Be here momentarily. Trap Road and 124.
That just passed into the bridge, a lot better. Wait, before I forget, Gail said hello and good morning.
Hello, good morning to her. I am at the hot spot. What's this complex they got going on here?
Lewis. Some sort of Pickens County, Pickens Greenville Industrial Complex or something. They're pretty much doing away with the racetrack.
That's a shame. It looks like an airport over there right now with the way it's lit up.
they finally decided to do away with that track. That's going to take a lot of history away from right there. I'm just crossing Whitehorse.
Yeah, I hate that. I was kind of hoping that maybe what they would do is build whatever it is building and then open the track back up.
No, I don't think that's their current plan. I don't think the racetrack has anything to do with the current plan.
I guess we'll have to put it in the memory banks.
That's a pretty flag that granite company flies. They got it at half staff right now.
Get right now. Oh, is that the sign still up? It says Upstate Fairgrounds and Greenville Pickett Speedway. It's still up and lit.
Yeah, the granite company, the Upstate Granite, back here on 123, they have one of the tallest poles in the state right now. Largest U.S. flags they fly.
Can't wait to see it.
A mile or two, just this side of Whitehorse Road on 123.
I drew one day just to look at it.
Back there in law enforcement, they did a back to blue, or the blue stripe flag for the law enforcement. The black and the blue flag, I guess it is.
Probably to match the little stickers that you put on your car. Back one too for the fire service.
They also have, I guess it's gold for dispatch and a yellow one for tow trucks and that type of thing. Green one for military.
Cool. Had not heard of it. Only two I knew about was the red, black, and the blue, black.
They got them for all of them pretty much coming up, and I'm coming up on hotspot.
We'll pull in or want to just keep on going?
I'll pull in.
We're to the right of the building facing out.
WLF.
H.
For NXY.
KO4HGX.
You go out going to meet your son for breakfast?
Going down here to help with the trail life event.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to probably get together with a buddy of mine. Might go to one of them little paid fish ponds. We try to get together about once a week. Back in the day, I was his deacon, and I try and get together with him once a week, do something, because he's a widow. And anyways, long story, but he's a real nice guy, so I'm going to try and get together with him today.
Looks like it's going to be a nice day for it.
You know, on the back porch a few times, I don't smoke in the house. I'm back smoking cigarettes, and I don't want to give Marie that secondhand smoke. But, it hasn't really been raining here much, and I can kind of use a little bit more rain. My grass is pretty dry.
Been dry in the area a little bit. We had a good bit of rain last night come through, I guess.
Not sure exactly where you're at, but you're getting into the machine real good.
Highway 8 on to Highway 11.
Okay. Yeah, when I'm up that way, I like to go, I think there's a little restaurant, Aunt Sue's. Yeah, go up there, they got some good food.
From there, but I'm not going that far down. I'm going to cut back across on 8 here, off of 11. I'm just on 11 for just a short stretch.
Keep your eyes out for the deer. They have a tendency to jump out in front of cars this time of year. And I'll let you go. I think I heard you talking to somebody else in there. I just turned the radio on. But you have a great day. It's good to talk to you. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Have a good day and enjoy your fish pond if you get to go there. And I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX Mobile.